Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It's the Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. I hope all is well. And to all those who are still struggling with the COVID-19 and lost loved ones to the COVID-19, you are in my thoughts and prayers. And guys, this message this morning is for all of those who have lost family members due to violence, okay? Stop the violence is what I want to always continue to tell this world out here that we live in. Stop the violence. Gun violence is a very high-end thing in America, okay? We say that we are against enemies in other countries and this and that, but we're our worst enemies right here in our own country. Recently, some close friends and family members of mine have lost loved ones due to gun violence. I have lost a lot of loved ones due to gun violence. And people, at the end of the day, we all have this in our head. What, when, where, and why? You know, at the end of the day, I know at the end of the day that we just got to pray our way through. We have a generation around us that's watching us. So we have to strengthen ourselves every day. I don't know what it is, you know, that we gonna have to do as a people, you know what I'm saying, to come together to bring out more and more and more, you know, love and knowledge to the streets to let them know that, you know, there is another way. There is another way for you to deal with your anger, deal with your violent ways. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I know I gotta stay inspired and encouraged for my kids. I can't walk around all week bitter, sad, crying, worrying. So I give it all to God. You know what I'm saying? I pray my way through. The girls are starting off a good week this morning. They had their breakfast. Brooklyn's doing her ELA, Wit and Wisdom. London, she's in her little clubhouse having her little fun, learning her little videos during the week for this morning. So, you know, at the end of the day, we doing what we got to do, guys. And, you know, not for nothing, we're still on pause in New York City. Everybody's wearing their face masks. Some people are following the social distance rules and regulations, and some are not. To those that are not, I'm praying that you can get it. You understand? This is a deadly disease. We don't know what shape, form, or fashion this disease is coming in. And I had a friend of mine send me an article last night saying that there are some dangerous bees coming into America. So at the end of the day, guys, just be aware. It's all about self-awareness, you know what I'm saying? Self-knowledge, self-awareness, you know what I'm saying? For you to do what you got to do, you know? So at the end of the day, hold on, guys. Let me get a good sip of this coffee. To all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Put some Black Diamond in your cup. Yeah, guys, so like I was saying, you know, we have to have self-awareness because at the end of the day, when you get a family member murdered out here in these streets, the first thing we ask ourselves, what, why, when, where? You know, we got all these questions about how, when, and where. But at the end of the day, after asking all these questions that we never sometimes get the answers to, we got to pray our way through for our strength. Because guess what? A lot of us that's dealing with these deaths and, you know, family members going through stuff, we are parents. You know what I'm saying? The children can't see you crying and weak and don't know how to have courage or ambition or inspiration for them during the week. You know, so I'm just trying to make sure that y'all know that at the end of the day, it is a mother in here that, you know, knows that there's only one way through, and that's through prayer. Through the word, you know what I'm saying? Nothing else can save you. We can give each other as much as inspiration and quotes and all this all day long, but at the end of the day, we can't get our family member back, and it hurts. It hurts. Oh, yes, it hurts. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to tell you today to be encouraged. Encourage yourself. Pray your way through. Inspire yourself. Set an example for that little one. Okay, make a way so that they can know that street violence, gun violence, domestic violence, verbal violence, emotional violence, you know what I'm saying? It's all real. You understand? It's all real. You know what I'm saying? First, it comes from abuse. Abuse to death. You know what I'm saying? And we all know that stress is a silent killer. So at the end of the day, guys, we got to stay stress-free. You know, I don't always have easy days in New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a saint over here. You know what I'm saying? But every day I pray my way through. You know what I'm saying? To keep my sanity. you know what I'm saying, to keep the girls going and this and that. You know, I'm still strict and firm, but I know I also have to be, you know, I have to be leveraged to a way where I can let the girls have their world. Kids want to have their world, their fun world, their play world, their doll world, their everything. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, Brooklyn, you finished writing your stuff?
I had to help her.
Oh, okay. Finish writing the rest of your work. Get everything done.
I'm writing this stuff.
Okay, you almost done with that. Then we can get to science. Yeah, so, you know, staying on top. You know what I'm saying? Inspire them. We dance together. We draw together. We make slime. The mayor has it set up for us outside to do our running exercise. Me and the girls exercise together. Like, we stay having fun. You know what I'm saying? And some days, you know, I have my days where, hey, all right, mommy don't want to be bothered today. Okay, find y'all something to do in this house. You have books, you have toys, you have electronics. Find you something to do because mommy don't want to be bothered right now. Okay, I go through my days. I go through my days. Believe that. But at the end of the day, I don't try to go through my days too much because then my mind get to wandering too much. Things start bothering me. I start worrying. And then being all the way in New York, I got a lot of family and friends down south. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm always concerned about them as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Lord, is everybody good? Is everybody being safe? Is everybody practicing social distances? Are y'all wearing y'all masks? Like, I don't want to lose nobody right now because I can't make no moves in New York. And I'm not making no moves in New York unless it's for me to take my non-essential right now to essential things and back in the house. That's how the Black Diamond is moving. You feel me? And to each his own, to each his own. I'm not God. I'm not the judge. I'm not the president. You know what I'm saying? But I am Black Diamond, and I do love people. I love hard. I care hard. My concerns are hard. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I got to take care of my two little girls over here. They're 9 and 3. They can't make decisions for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So I have to balance out my pain, my emotions, my finances, all these type of stuff that I got to deal with as a woman and a mother and a parent or whatever. I got to balance all of that in with my children. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's not easy. It's not easy. You know what I'm saying? I want to let y'all know that I do understand pain. Okay? I am self-aware. I have self-knowledge. Okay? And once you have self-knowledge, you begin to get all your power. See, like me, I used to be a people pleaser. I want to please everybody around me except for me. Run and try to help this person, that person, that person, and leaving me out. Those days are over. You understand? Those days are over. I will pray for you. I will give you a kind word. But all the running and the work I used to put in and this and that, I don't do that no more. I don't do that no more. I'm getting older now. I'm getting smarter. I'm getting wiser. I had my bad girl days, my rough rider days. Hey, whatever you want to call it. You know, I did that, done that, been there, done that, however you want to say it. You know what I'm saying? Black Diamond been through some things. You know what I'm saying? But along the journey, as a mother and an artist, you know what I'm saying? I knew that at the end of the day, I had to portray myself as a human being. You understand? Because in human nature, you know what I'm saying? And like when you live in the street life, you flow off the energy waves of the streets. You know what I'm saying? So if the streets turned up, we turned up. You know what I'm saying? That's just the street mentality. You feel me? But you'll never know where that turned up going to take you at. Because that street energy could lead you to a murder, a death, or anything. So you never know. So at the end of the day, we got to stay positive. You know what I'm saying? Stay focused, and everybody have to regroup. Everybody ain't going to regroup at the same time. Understand that. Everybody don't regroup at the same time. If you think for one moment it was easy for me to get on here, start talking to the people and this and that. Like, I always been a people person and this and that. But, hey, when you can turn your stories into a success, and then, you know what I'm saying, make a profit from it and this and that. That's what I want to do now. I'm tired of all this blibbering and blabbering all across the world and different people who don't give not one toodle-loodle about what you got going on. But it's some people out there that want to hear your story, that want to hear your cry. And to all my support listeners out there, big ups to you. Even when you just press play on my podcast and listen to a little bit of the podcast, just always know that the Black Diamond appreciates you, and I'm always going to be here for you and doing whatever she got to do to keep you inspired and to keep you going. Because at the end of the day, I don't know no other way. You know what I'm saying? All I know is pray my way through. That's all I know. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was born on Halloween, so I could be a firecracker sometimes. But I had to turn that firecracker down. Because at the end of the day, you know, that hostility and those savage ways and stuff like that, that stuff will get you killed out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? So I had to change for the better of my kids. Understand me. It ain't nothing going out here in America that I ain't never been a part of. Understand me. Okay? So at the end of the day, like I said, this balance, guys. Stop the violence. I can't say enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand. It's days that go by. And, you know, this is a personal piece that I want to share with you guys. It's days that go by. I sit and think about my mother's shooter, okay? My mother got shot a few years ago due to a home invasion. A young black guy lost. You know, out there, I don't know what was on his mind. I don't know what type of drugs he was on. I don't know nothing. I just know that by the grace of God, my mother survived the gunshot wound to her leg. My daughter and son was not there at the time. My daughter was graduating a few months before my mother got shot. A few months after my mom got shot, it was going to be my daughter's graduation. And I thank God that, you know, he didn't kill my whole family because it was 10 bullet holes in the house. Like, I've been through some things, guys. So it's not a day that I don't go by sitting up here in New York and things run through my head. Yeah, somebody do something to your family, man, we want revenge. We want to retaliate. But when I tell you, I had to get down on my knees. I had to pray my way through because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Trying to retaliate or anything could happen. I could have lost my life or I could have took a life. You know what I'm saying? Then what about my children? That's what I had to start thinking about. What about my children? If I get in some trouble out here, I catch a felony, I catch a murder charge, or I get murdered, what about my kids out here? That's what I had to start thinking about. But it's days that I cry. It's days that I strive and try not to, you know, stress and go through my struggles and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Every woman got their struggles. You feel me? I'm not perfect over here. I'm not rich. I'm not none of that. But guess what? My mindset is powerful, is rich. The person that I am becoming is of God. You know what I'm saying? It's of God. You understand? Because that street person, she wasn't going to get me nowhere but in a graveyard or a prison yard. Do you hear me? So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all my love and support out here, for whoever's riding with the Black Diamond. I love you. You understand? I love you. And you got to tell your people that you love them. You understand? Because they might not know how to love you. You understand? I have to understand that. I come from a very dysfunctional family. You understand? By any means necessary, dysfunctional. You understand? But I love them. Regardless of their flaws, regardless of their wrong, okay? I got over 10 family members incarcerated. From murder to robbery to drugs. You understand? So at the end of the day, guess what? I still love every last one of you unconditionally. I'm not God. You know what I'm saying? But I am a prayer warrior, and I can pray for my people. That's the most that I can do. So with that being said, guys, I just want to, you know, let y'all know that, hey, sometimes we just got to take a deep breath and be like, God, I thank you. I thank you that my eyes open up this morning. I can hear out my right ear, my left ear. I can taste this coffee. My hands is moving. My fingers work. My toes work. I can roll my feet around in a circle. My legs and bones and stuff ain't crickling and crackling. God, I just thank you for my health. You know what I'm saying? I just wake up some morning, Lord, thank you for my children. Thank you for my health. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I don't worry about nothing. I know what it is to have a lot of money. I know what it is to drive the fancy cars. I know what it is to eat at the fancy restaurants. I know what it is to move all through New York City and just go on shopping sprees. You understand? I know what it is. I know how it feels to go to the club and turn up with a bunch of people and you don't know who they are, or you don't know who somebody about to die tonight. I done been in shootouts. I done been in all kind of stuff. But let me tell you something about the Black Diamond. Came out of every situation without a scar on her. Do you hear me? Okay? Came out of every situation with a scar on her. I sit back and I see a lot of artists, a lot of people, businesses on Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that. I don't get jealous. I don't get envious. Guess what? Y'all be empowering me. Y'all be inspiring me to let me know that what is being done, you can do it too. I can do it too. Push yourself. Whatever your drive is, whatever your purpose is, push yourself. Push yourself. Push yourself. And that's what the Black Diamond doing right now. I'm pushing myself. I ain't worrying about nobody else. Understand that. Understand me. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, guys, I just want to tell all you guys that the Black Diamond loves you. I'm praying for you. Encourage yourself. Inspire yourself. And if you can get any encouragement and inspiration out of what I'm saying and doing, hey, let the Black Diamond be a blessing to you, okay? And to all my listener supports out there, at the end of every episode, you can always send me a lovely message. If it's positive enough, I'll put it on one of my episodes, okay? And they also have it to where if you want to send a love offering to Anchor, through the Anchor app, you can send that also for listener support. If you want to send me something personally, my Cash App is $AWII19. That's $AWII19, which stands for A Woman's Intuition Incorporated. It's a company that I started back in 2012, and I just want to let y'all know. I just want to let y'all know that the Black Diamond is over here working, and I have a lot of things coming into play. So I got to take my time one day at a time at that and just, you know, let God, let go and let God, you know. Until next time, guys, the Black Diamond loves you. See you next time.